This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tyler McGill joins me on the program. He is a nearly 20-year veteran volunteer DJ at WTJU, the radio station of the University of Virginia, which has many fans here in our community and online. I'm one of those folks who listens live online quite a bit. And Tyler, tell us now, there was the recent public meeting that was held regarding the present and the future of WTJU, correct?
That's right. We had a big town hall meeting. About 200 people from the community showed up. It was great.
So, and this, of course, was the result of the fact that the University of Virginia is looking at some continued financial losses at the radio station. They're trying to figure out a way to put the radio station on a better financial footing. So they bring in a new general manager. They ask him for ideas. But most of his ideas, all the volunteer DJs and the veterans such as yourself, you don't take too kindly to some of those ideas, right?
Well, first of all, we didn't really have financial losses. There was a lot of exaggeration going on about, you know, just how supposedly bad the financial situation at WTJU was going. The Office of Public Affairs said, you know, it's not really going all that badly. But, yeah, there's a new manager that was hired, new general manager, Burr Beard, and he came in, and I don't think that he had a very good plan for a radio station. It just didn't happen to be our radio station in Charlottesville.
So it was too drastic of a vision, of a change? Is that the way to put it?
It was extremely drastic, and I think that's a normal thing to do at professional radio. It's the same as at a restaurant. A lot of times you'll come into work and find the restaurant is closed because they don't want, I guess, the employees ransacking the building. But what I don't think he'd really thought of is that we're volunteers. We're not paid employees. So we saw this drastic change, and it was happening very quickly. And, we said, no, we, you know, there are some DJs there who've been there for 37 years, and they would have had like 1 or 2 weeks to say goodbye to their audience. And so we asked for more time. And, when we got more time, then we came up with an alternative plan, an alternative to Burr Beard's plan, which would have, say, completely removed classical programming from WTJU. We came up with an alternate plan, and, eventually, with the help of the community, and alumni, WTJU and UVA alumni, we got the Office of Public Affairs to shelve Burr Beard's plan, and everything is now open to negotiation. There's only a couple things that really aren't. And one, classical programming is not going anywhere. And two, it looks like WTJU is going to remain eclectic and free form.
So that's a pretty significant accomplishment. We're talking with Tyler McGill, a longtime veteran DJ at the University of Virginia's radio station, WTJU, broadcasting here in Central Virginia for what, 50 years?
53 years, yeah. 53
years.
57.
Yeah. So now tell me your thoughts about the reaction on the part of the University of Virginia in calling this meeting. And they seem to be pretty amenable to the concerns of the community, right?
Well, you know, I think what happened is that, you know, WTJU moved over to the Office of Public Affairs, and the person who was in charge of us at OPA ended up having to leave, and they didn't, you know, it's Virginia, it's a state employer, so they couldn't fill the position. So I think what happened was that we kept kind of getting pushed down the line to people who didn't have the time to really do their research about what WTJU is. I think that it was a bad situation for the Office of Public Affairs because, you know, they didn't know what they had, really. And I think now they know exactly how much WTJU is treasured by the community, how unique it is, and yes, they are. They really do seem amenable to what the community and the volunteers have to say.
We're talking with Tyler McGill. Let me ask you before I let you go, what is it you think UVA has in WTJU, number one? Because you said that they didn't really know what they had, but what do they have? And number two, you have said before changes do need to be made, what are some of the changes that you would like to see made that might be part of the proposed changes that the veteran DJs have put forth?
Well, what the university and the community has in WTJU is very rare, a true alternative to other programming, a true alternative to commercial programming, and a true alternative to NPR programming. Every song that you hear on WTJU is picked by a DJ. That means that DJ really likes or loves the song that he or she is playing and can talk, and usually can talk about it at great length. If you call up WTJU and ask the DJ what's being played, they can tell you. And, you know, a DJ at a professional station who's playing stuff that, you know, that the computer says, you know, you should play, you know, they, a lot of times they don't even know the song that they're playing, so they can't really tell you about it. So that's, and that kind of alternative and passion for the music is what Charlottesville has. And as we saw at this town hall meeting, which was packed, standing room only, it's what Charlottesville seems to appreciate a lot. As for what I would change, I would certainly, you know, publicize WTJU more. Some people, especially people at the university, especially students, don't really even know that WTJU is there because UVA hasn't really, you know, given us any way to publicize. If you look on it, really most UVA official sites, you know, you'll find, you know, donation buttons and, you know, ways to stream information. And unless you go to the dedicated WTJU site, you can't really, you know, you can't do that. Another thing I would do is, let's see. You know, certainly get more student involvement, and certainly speaking of the internet, definitely beef up our internet site and the way and the quality with which we stream and the ease with which people can hear us on the internet. Because terrestrial radio, we don't know how long it's got, but internet radio really does seem to be open-ended as far as how long it's going to be around.
We're talking with Tyler McGill, a longtime veteran DJ at WTJU. So remind us again now, what was the takeaway from this big meeting? UVA put any changes on hold at this point?
Yes, UVA did put, you know, it said that they want to join the dialogue that the volunteers have started, which is great. You know, that, you know, no longer are they going to just be kind of, you know, any decision is, of course, UVA's. It is UVA station, but they have made overtures to joining the process that we started, and you know, I think that's going to be a little bit more democratic.
Tyler McGill. Tyler, thanks for the update. I appreciate it. Stay in touch.
Sure thing. Sure thing. Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.